Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always, broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois, at the Association of Small Business Development Centers, their annual conference, I should say, here at the Hyatt Regency, downtown Chicago. We're having a great time with these folks, and so looking forward to the rest of the day. We've got one more day with them. And by the way, this Monday, we'll be back to regular, back to our home environs, but we're still on the road and having a good time here celebrating small business with the Association of Small Business Development Centers. Janet Christie is our guest, and she is our top woman-owned business expert in the Brain Trust. She's the author of Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned, and she's got some things to talk to us about. Janet, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always, Janet. Before we get into women in business, I'd like your thoughts as a woman business owner, a woman professional, someone who advocates and supports women in their professions. What do you think about the nominee for the Republicans for vice president?
Well, I'm a good bit older than her, but I've decided that I want to be her when I grow up.
She's pretty impressive. Even the Democrats are impressed with her, aren't they?
They are, and I'm a news TV junkie, so I was watching yesterday the comments, and there was a lot of admiration out there, I think.
Well, isn't it ironic? And this is not a political statement. It's just strictly someone who loves irony. Isn't it ironic that the Republican Party, I don't think I have to go through all the drill. After all the things that's gone on over the last year, and historically, isn't it ironic that this year the female on a presidential ticket is on the Republican ticket?
I think a lot of people are still in stun mode.
Well, so what do you think? How do you think she's been treated so far?
Well, I think it's sort of like women in business, that you're going to go through, whether you're a candidate or a woman business owner or even a woman salesperson, you're going to go through a different type of scrutiny. I'm not sure I'm comfortable saying you're going to go through more, but I think it's a different type. And
Yeah. You
and I have talked about, you know, the Venus Mars thing before, so I think you have to be prepared for that. You also have to be prepared for them to look more at your personal life than a man's, because a woman's bringing more, I think, personality to something.
Right.
So therefore, they look at the personal side. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying you have to be prepared.
Well, do you think that women, professional women, not women who are politicians, but professional women, look at her and identify with her, and not from a politics standpoint, not from a policy standpoint, but from a standpoint of the different things that are happening to her, the different things that are being said, the way she's being treated, one way or the other. Do you think that they look at her and say and identify with that, and kind of know what she's feeling, what she's going through?
Oh yes, and if you watch
make sure I'm clear, not to you but to the audience. Obviously, not too many of us can imagine being scrutinized for vice president, but do you think, like you mentioned a salesperson a minute ago, you think a woman salesperson who's trying to break through with some good old boys or whatever, that what Sarah Palin is going through, one, you know, good and bad, that's the kind of that actually transfers down to someone who is a salesperson or someone who wants to become a manager?
Oh, absolutely. I was selling a telecommunications system to a school district here in the South, and the superintendent had me present some information to all of his principals and other administrators, and what he was doing was abdicating the responsibility for the decision.
Right.
And he had me present this information, but before he started that, and by the way, it was a small town, and the weekly press was there, but that didn't seem to matter to him. But he was at one end of a boardroom table, I was at the other end, and the whole room was full of people, and he looked at me and said, you know, all this about, I know you're talking about a new phone system, and I want you to tell me why we should buy it and explain it to all these people. And he said, just tell me why I should buy this besides the fact that you're a pretty little lady.
Oh, no. What did you say?
I said, would you buy it if I was ugly?
So, wow. We got to know the rest of this. Janet, what did he say? You can't stop now.
The room, there was a few gasps when he said what he did, and, you know, actually, I let him off the hook. I said, would you buy it if I was ugly? And there was a lot of chuckles, and he grinned, and he looked at me and grinned, because by that time I knew the expression that, okay, you got me, I'm fine now. So,
were there other women in the room?
Oh, most of I'd say 75% of the people in the room. There was probably 50 to 75 people, you know, so most of them were women.
Yeah, wow.
But
how long ago was that? Was that a couple of years ago?
No, that was a good while back.
Okay, so you think we've made some progress since then in most places?
Well, I do, because I was just narrating or moderating a panel discussion at a women's show in South Carolina just a couple weekends ago, and I'd put together a panel of women who work out of their home. And before the people came in, the attendees came in and started asking questions of the panel, they were just talking among themselves, and they were talking about working at home because they had children, and they were solopreneurs. So a couple of them did PR, and one of them has a virtual assistant type of business, but they were talking about working in their homes and having their children around, and that their clients were comfortable with that. And I looked at them and I said, that wouldn't have happened 10 years ago.
Right, yeah.
So I think we have made a lot of progress that it's not as tough.
Well, talk to us let me see if I can frame the question this way. One of the things I encourage small business owners to do, you know, we all have our personal approaches to policy. You know, we don't mind taxes, or we don't like taxes. We don't want national health care. We want, you know, we don't mind universal health care. What, you know, pro-choice, pro-life, whatever. When we come back, I want you to talk about how to not be a single-issue voter, or should we be a single-issue voter, especially this year. Stay with us.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become, lost in the sun.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois, at the Association of Small Business Development Center Conference. We're broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency in downtown Chicago. Right now, we're visiting with our good friend Janet Christie, author of Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. Janet, give us your website, please.
It is www.leverageanddevelopment.com. That's the name of my company.
And they can find your book there, can't they?
Yes.
And if you're interested in becoming, having a woman-owned business, you want to get, you can help them get certified with the government as a woman-owned business, right, Janet?
That's true.
Okay, so check all that out, folks. Janet, I was going to ask you a question when we went to the break. You know, single-issue voters, there are people out there who vote for the environment. They're only pro-choice. That's the only thing they care about. They're only pro-life. That's the only thing they care about. You know, it's whatever. I encourage small business owners to think a little bit more about being, you know, don't disregard all those other things that you're interested in, but be a little more of a single-issue voter on behalf of your small business. I'm not telling them how to vote. I'm just saying, you know, give your small business a little bit of your energy and your inclination for when you're voting. Consider it a little bit more. Is this something? Should women do the same thing for womanhood when they with regard to voting?
Well, I'm not sure if you're asking me if they should vote on issues just that are
I'm
just
dancing,
women
I'm dancing around this thing, Janet, so I don't get into too much
okay.
trouble.
Well, why don't I just... But I think that women, all small businesses, especially women and minorities, need to look more closely at what's being said to them and what's not being said to them yeah. and vote with more scrutinization, because women-owned businesses, all small businesses, but women-owned especially, I think, right now, and minorities to some degree, are very vulnerable because the candidates at all levels, from city council to the president, they understand that the numbers are great, but they also understand that the people vote with passion. You know, you wouldn't
right.
be an entrepreneur if you didn't have passion. So
right.
I think they appeal to that or try to appeal to that without giving much concrete information.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
by
yeah,
that,
you're exactly right. And the thing is there's so many things that are said to us that are that probably aren't going to happen. I'll give you a couple of quick examples. Both candidates promised things last week and this week that most of us know are never going to happen, because they got to get through Congress. There's a lot of other things. So be careful that when you hear either candidate promising things, that you put some kind of a reality filter into it. What do you think?
And any candidate, not just president, but any
right.
candidate, because governors and state legislators tend to do that, and even city and county commissioners or councilmen do the
right.
same type of thing. Sometimes it's not that they mean to mislead or manipulate. Sometimes it's just they get caught up in the passion. They know small business is important, so they say that. And we're going to get you grants, or we're going to be sure you're included. But
right.
if they don't say how, or if they say I only, then it means they don't have a grasp of what it takes to make something like that happen, to
mm-hmm.
bring the promise to fruition.
Do you think that Sarah Palin being the only female on the ticket will cause a significant number of women to gravitate toward her? I mean, you know, the people who are diametrically opposed to her policies, I'm sure, are not going to be moved far. But do you think what do you think about that?
Well, I don't necessarily agree with what the pundits and all the news commentators are saying, and they're saying that they're trying to appeal to and would like to appeal to all the people who would have voted for Hillary.
Right.
But I do think that there's a lot of women that were and maybe still are to this point undecided, because they couldn't find someone who really was addressing their issues. You know, we women like to talk about stuff, and not just about it in generalities, but in detail. And nobody was doing that, so
yeah.
they couldn't find anybody that was really addressing not only their personal needs, but also their business needs, whether they're an employee or a business owner. So I think that they're still listening. And I think
if you were advising them, Janet, would you tell Governor Palin to, when she speaks in public, when she talks to audiences, to not try to sound like a guy, but to communicate, to express herself? You know what I mean? Don't change yourself to think that she's going to attract me, but to literally, you know, to speak in a way that I think you're right. I mean, women communicate differently. Do you think she needs to make sure that she does that?
Absolutely. That would probably be the first advice I would give her. And
yeah.
I think that if she is herself, I think she'll appeal to both genders.
Yeah. I think that's the key. Yeah. I think her come across and her, I just think you're right about that. Janet, last thoughts. I got about 20 seconds.
If anybody wants to hear the rest of my views, they can go to the to my website, because I did write an article. It's got 8 points about using your vote wisely.
I like that. Would you make sure we get that article, Janet?
Yes, I will.
And we'll post that too.
Okay.
Give us the website again one more time, quickly.
It's www.leverageanddevelopment.com.
Janet, you're the best. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
See you next time. Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, I should say. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.